Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in furry.
It would be a little weird. I need something furry right now. It's kind of cold chilled outside.
Well, I get that. So wherever you
but
are.
But if you don't have something furry, you can have something really warm and tasty from Strange Brew Coffeehouse.
Yes, if you're in Starkville or Tupelo. But if you're not, well, it's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Don't forget, every purchase you make there supports the Bulldog Initiative, as does our next sponsor, Pip Printing and Signs. Guys, if you are a business owner, you are already spending money on printing. I mean, that's just a given. So if you can spend money on printing and do it with a Bulldog-owned company that's going to donate part of your sale back to the Bulldog Initiative, why wouldn't you? That's an easy decision, in my opinion. And plus, you're getting the incredible service that Pip Printing and Signs provides, not just about your marketing materials. They've also got signage for your building. You know, you got to catch people's eyes to get them in the door. Pip Printing and Signs can put together a sign that will do exactly that. Call Camden Baker at 601-499-5216 and get information to him. Tell him you heard about it here on Thunder and Lightning, and 10% of whatever sale you make with them gets back to the Bulldog Initiative. When you need printing done, call Pip Pip today. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. It's cold outside, and there's just no getting around that. And I got to make a confession here, Robbie. It's confession time. My warmest jacket, the jacket I wore, I had to walk here. I walked here uphill both ways to get to this studio to do this podcast today, do the Sports Talk Mississippi a little later today. My warmest jacket is a jacket my wife got me many years ago, and it is not only a Banner M, it is the old Banner M. It is the chrome Banner M jacket. I got to get a new jacket.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I thought there was going to be condescension and anger coming from you when you heard about this jacket, but I appreciate you being forgiving. I need to do that. And so they've got a great selection of them there at College Corner with the state script, with the M over S, with the interlocking. I need to get a new jacket. So do you. Before opening day, you don't want to be cold. Go to College Corner, two locations in the Jackson area. They're Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant, is the place to get lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch in Starkville when you want the best meal in town. When you go there for dinner, they've always got great specials running, appetizers, entrees, and a dessert. They have fantastic stuff on the menu all the time, steaks, pork chops, pasta, chicken. They have some of the best appetizers in town. They have my favorite dessert in town, the stuffed pancakes. Robbie got to experience those the last time we were there. It's just a fantastic dinner experience every time you're out there. So if you want to have a special occasion, make a reservation at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. They're here to serve you. If you live in Central Mississippi, there's a bank, there's a Priority One Bank near you, which means you are, you know, going to be dealing with people in your community. You'll be talking to people about your financial decisions, and they won't be these corporate people that you don't know. They'll be your friends from your church, from your local schools, the people you have lunch with on a daily basis. That makes a big difference. I like to do business with people I know, people I have a relationship with, and I think you do too. You can do that with a trip to Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast. First off, it's very cold. Very cold.
It is, and you had to actually walk in this.
Yes, I walked. My house is less than a mile. Actually, I'll tell you exactly how far. Hold on. Because before I left the house, my phone had not come off the charger. I walked about a little bit less than 0.9 of a mile from my house to the studio.
So a hero of sorts.
I mean, not all heroes wear capes, but they occasionally do wear two jackets. So
there you go,
and a pair of gloves. So everything was. It wasn't even that cold, except for my face, which was the only thing that wasn't covered. So
yeah, well, at least your feet are warm. If your feet and your hands are warm,
you're okay.
You're okay.
Yeah, you're all right.
Once your feet get cold, you're screwed.
You're screwed, yeah. One thing I've learned, like walking recently, is I used to have earbuds, right? And I could never, I don't know if I have big ears or small ears or what, but they would never stay in my ear comfortably, right? So I just gave up on it and I went and got a headset, like a Bluetooth headset. That is such a good thing for when you walk in the cold. It's like having earmuffs on.
Yeah.
You know, because when your ears.
So you have like the head, like the headphones, like the big
what
phones.
I'm wearing right now. See what I'm wearing right now? Pat, with no cord. That's what I wear when I walk. So maybe
like
I'll
Beats.
Yeah, but they're not Beats. I bought them at Five Below. They were $7.
Well, we'll just call them Beats.
Yeah, they're B8s. from Dr. Trey.
Is it spelled B-E-A-T-S?
It is in real life.
So it's B-E-E-T-S.
It's like beets. It's like the vegetable. They're beets from Dr.
Like the
Trey.
Beets off of Doug.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
Did you watch Doug? Or that was a little after your time.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, glad to be here, though. Let's get the rumblings going here. Let's just dive right in. Our first question, unfortunately, no lock, and it got an answer. And I've been thinking recently. And it's from our friend Justin Frommer, who, you know, I would have liked to have answered his question, but he didn't follow the rules, and then somebody broke the rules. I have been thinking, like, do we need to continue locking? And yes, we do. So thank you, True Maroon, for proving that none of you can be trusted. So we will continue to require the locking of questions.
The worst kind of people are people that come into tweets that are directed at other people
mm-hmm.
that are clearly asking a question to those people.
Yeah.
And those people still answer the question like they were. No one was asking you about that question, True Maroon. Nobody said, True Maroon, what are your thoughts on this? No one said that. So what gave you the idea that you needed to ask that question or answer that question yourself?
As a result, Justin's question goes by the wayside. Colton Watson, who was, we'll count him as first because he followed the rules. True or false, Josh Hubbard is already the most impactful recruiting flip in any sport in MSU history regarding players in their first season. The answer is false. Do you know who the answer is?
As far as flips are concerned? Yeah. I'm trying to think.
It's an easy
What sport? What sport? Baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Jake Mangum.
Jake Mangum is the correct answer for the most impactful flip ever for Mississippi State. And including his first year, he was SEC Freshman of the Year. He had over 400. So.
Yeah.
Would you rather have to eat your least favorite meal every day for the rest of your life or have every bathroom trip for the rest of your life be identical to the worst one you've had? That our listeners want us to suffer. They want us to have terrible situations. So would you rather eat food you don't like, or would you rather every time you go take a crap, it is the worst you've ever had?
I think it's just going to be the food.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the food. I can just cover it in hot sauce or something, right? What is my least favorite meal? Because here's the thing.
There's something with pickles.
No. See, there's an out clause here. Least favorite means that I would rank it, right? I wouldn't rank anything with pickles. I wouldn't eat it. That's not a meal I would eat. It can't be on the scale.
You're changing the rules here.
No. That's the wording of the question. Your least favorite meal means that at some point I ate it. I've never eaten a pickle.
So what would you consider your least favorite meal, you think?
I'm trying to think, like where, like some restaurants I went to where it was just bad. I went to a barbecue restaurant in Houston one time, and it was awful. Awful.
Really?
Yeah, like the barbecue sauce was like marinara sauce. It just did not, it was not good eating.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
Yeah, like they cut the meat, and I'm like, the meat looks great. I'm like, all right, here we go. They're like, do you want barbecue sauce? And I was like, yeah. And they just douse this tomato sauce all over, and I was just like, but I don't know if that counts either, because I mean, I could, I don't know. I had to think about it. I mean, I'm sure I've been to restaurants I don't like. I'll tell you one. I got one right off the top of my head. And since my wife doesn't listen, I won't get in trouble.
Uh-oh.
One time she made this pot roast, right? And the recipe was for a beer gravy. And like, obviously, when you, they're talking about like, you want to get like a nice stout or something, a porter. She just used like some old Miller Lite we had in the fridge. That gravy tasted like skunky beer. It was so
going
bad.
Green.
Oh, I took like one bite and I was just like, I'm sorry, no. It was so bad. So that would be it. That's my answer. I'd have to eat that once a day, every day.
Would the worst meal you've ever had present you the worst bathroom experience you've ever had?
It might. That's another issue there. That's a good.
See, that could change the whole game of this question.
Well, based on like the physics of the God that's running this universe, I think he would at least grant me. He's like, all right, you just have a normal bathroom. All right. What a question. Where are we here? Hunter Maness asked us the same questions again from last week and then said, oh, I didn't hear y'all's answer to them. I named the podcast after your answer to the question about you saying murder was okay.
So what we've gathered right now is
Hunter's not listening.
Hunter just asked these questions. He doesn't actually listen to the show, apparently.
Yeah, Hunter.
Shame.
Anyway, Willie Dizzle, are you, these questions, are you more likely to drown in a swimming pool of creamy peanut butter or pure maple syrup? I think with creamy peanut butter, you're like, there's some surface tension, right? You might, a full pool of it, you might not go all the way down. You might be able to keep your head above it. Syrup, you're going in, you're going to drown.
Yeah. I don't know how this would even be possible.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, you're going to have to bring a truckload of this stuff and dump it in like cement.
How many gallons is the average up below ground swimming pool?
I wouldn't know.
Let's see.
I mean, it could be above ground.
A 12 by 24 rectangular pool, the average depth of 5 feet, will hold approximately 10,800 gallons of water. Imagine 10,800 gallons of syrup.
You would sink down and never come back up.
You'd never come back up. You could not get back up. Yeah, that's it. All right. Hunter Maness, first off, I deserve to be roasted, so can my first question just be me taking my punishment? I mean, are you listening? Are you actually listening to what we're saying right now? Are you hearing this part of the show? Are you here with us, Hunter? Well, you just like to, you just
we,
like to,
we did
you
just like that.
To tweet us questions? Is that your fetish? Don't you get off on, you weirdo? All right. Great question here, number two, though. If a deaf person is handcuffed, have they been deprived of their freedom of speech?
Wow.
What?
I guess, yeah, technically.
Technically, yes, I guess. Technically, yes. Gosh. Billy Dizzle, could you ever love someone that pronounces pecan pecan? No. Drive me crazy if I was around a person that did that constantly.
I have some older people in my life that I do love that say pecan.
Mm.
So, kind of like Walmarts and tomatoes.
Kroger's?
Things like that.
Yeah.
What about caramel?
Caramel.
What about if somebody says caramel?
No, I'm not a fan of that. Don't like that.
Me neither.
Like
it's caramel.
There's another A.
It's caramel.
It's C-A-R. If it was C-A-R-M-E-L, that's Carmel. Carmel, Indiana. That's place. But when you put another A in there, that's caramel. Or if you want to say, can you say caramel? Caramel doesn't sound right either. So no, caramel.
Caramel works.
Caramel is what it is. Yeah. Agreed. Sarthak Sharma asked us for the rumblings. A friend of mine last week spent $165,000 on this watch. Pick from him. The watch is attached. This is the watch here. I Googled this watch. Let me tell you exactly what it is.
You have a friend that was able to spend $165,000 on a watch?
So this is a, and if our buddy Beastman Steve is listening, he's a big watch guy. This is the Audemars Piguet Royal Oak Jumbo Self-Winding Flying Tourbillon Extra Thin RD3. And yes, the price tag is around $160,000. So if he's telling,
I want to know what circles Sarthak is hanging out in.
We need to start a Patreon for his friend to donate to us. Anyway, if you had that to burn with no debt, what is one thing and only one thing? So you got to spend $165,000, and like you can't say I'm gonna buy a new house because that involves many things, right? You can only buy one thing. What would it be?
It'd probably be like a car.
What kind of car can you get for $165,000?
Is there like a Porsche or?
Well, let's see here. Looking at this website right here, $165,000. You can get a Porsche. You can pretty easily get a Porsche.
Rolls Royce.
No, that's too much. Rolls Royces are big money.
Let's see what we can get.
Well, that's actually a little cheap. You can get a high-end Mercedes. How much does a Rolls Royce cost? I think those are like $300,000. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The 2023 Rolls Royce Phantom is $493,000. So,
yeah, this black badge Rolls Royce is $425,000 and it looks amazing. But Aston Martin for $400,000.
You could get a Porsche Taycan Turbo, Taycan Turbo, 80 to 81 miles per gallon in the city. Really? That seems unlikely. 616 horsepower for anywhere between $153,000
and
$187,000. Wow. Well, there you go. You can get a Porsche.
Yeah, I would get a car. I would get a Porsche.
Sounds like a good idea to me. All right, I'll go with it.
I would not get a watch. I have a phone that tells me the time.
No, yeah, I don't. I've never been a watch guy. And I know some people are, but that's just not me.
My parents gave me a watch for graduation from Mississippi State like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've hardly worn it. I kind of just keep it just for keepsake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like watches.
I agree. Yeah, I'm just not a big fan. Yeah. Rob Montgomery asked us, which Ole Miss fan is likely the most followed by state fans? Bunky Perkins? So if we're just talking about Ole Miss fans that are just Twitter famous for being Ole Miss fans, it's probably him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it could be like, it's probably like Shepard Smith or something like that, right? But he's famous for other stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't really count.
Or the family from that home and garden show, the one they're down in Laurel.
The Home and Garden Show?
Yeah, they're on HGTV. That couple.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They're Ole Miss fans. Malcolm Reed is an Ole Miss fan.
He is.
Does Malcolm Reed have more followers than Bunky Perkins? Let's find out. The Bunk has 56,000. 56.6. Malcolm has 53,000. Bunky has more. Bunky's the answer. We're going with Bunky. And then they asked the next question, which state fan has the most Ole Miss followers? Steve?
Probably.
I mean, it's got to be, right? Other than that, I would say it's Big Crit.
Big Crit?
Yeah, Big Crit's a state fan.
But why is he, like, never – like, they should have him more – prominently
Buddy, you're preaching to the choir. Yes, they absolutely should get Big Crit here for a concert or something. Yes. Don't tell me he wouldn't.
I don't get it.
Yeah. All right. Steve Mormon, what was your favorite club or restaurant that's no longer there that was there when you were a student? For me, it was Max Supper Club. I bet I know your answer to this.
The Hunt Club?
No. I was thinking in terms of restaurant. I was thinking you were going to say Grumpy's.
Yes, up there.
The Hunt Club.
Or Cowbells.
Cowbells, yeah. So for like a bar, it's Cheers for me. That was the one I went to the most. I love Cheers. Restaurant, the one I ate at the most was a chain, but it was Wing Zone. When it was over there by Papa John's, I ate there all the time. I thought they were good. The Blue Goose, which was also right down from Papa John's, was one I used to eat at a lot. Quincy's would be one I would throw on that list for sure. Trying to think of my way around town. There's stuff I used to eat, and it's not there anymore. Those would probably be the big ones for me. So, all right.
Most everything is still here since, I mean, I've been out for 11 years. But most everything is kind of still and startable.
Yeah. Yours isn't as, yeah, like for me, there's a lot that aren't there anymore.
Like I said, like Hunting Club and Cowbells is not, as far as bars, but restaurants, I don't know of many that, you know, Stromboli's, obviously.
I think they're back.
In and out. I don't really know what their status is.
They were open Saturday.
They were. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Rob Hadaway, Ross Bjork. How? I don't, man, if I knew the answer, I would tell you.
None of us know, Rob. None of us know. Not even Ross Bjork knows.
He doesn't. He's looking around going, what did I do? Okay, sure.
I still will never forget when we were in the Hoover press box and Richard came in and told you that Ross was going to be hired at Texas A&M. And we were both like, wait, what?
Like you said what?
Wait, Ross Bjork, who is in the middle of an NCAA investigation at Ole Miss and has completely botched this, is about to become the Texas A&M AD?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's something I will never forget.
And now he's going to Ohio State. I mean, yeah. What's next?
President.
I've suggested that he will be the Pope in, 16 years?
Great tweet. There. Good job. Also from Rob, when people say, for example, the number one rated wide receiver in the portal, do they mean in the portal right now or in the portal this entire offseason? They mean in the portal right now. Like, if, let's just say for an example that, let's just say, both these guys have declared for the NFL draft, but let's pretend they didn't, right? Let's say Malik Nabers decided he was going to go in the portal, right? People say, Malik Nabers, he is the number one wide receiver in the portal. If the next day Marvin Harrison was in the portal, then Marvin Harrison would be the number one receiver in the portal.
Yeah.
By that same token, if you flipped it, if Marvin Harrison went in the portal, and then the very next day, let's say Marvin Harrison on Monday, I'm in the portal. On Tuesday, commits to Georgia, right? On Wednesday, Malik Nabers in the portal. He is the number one receiver in the portal.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It means like the number one available wide receiver.
At that time, yes. Yeah. Available. That's a good way of putting it. Good job. Yeah. Last one from Rob. I'm going to be in Hattiesburg a couple of days this week. Aside from Ed's and Crescent City, what are your food recommendations? We would definitely tell you to go to the Midtowner to get breakfast and or lunch.
Yes.
Beyond that, beyond the St. John's network of restaurants, I'm not really that sure about stuff. So what I would tell you to do, Rob, is tweet at Robert St. John and tell him, hey, I'm coming here. I'm going to check out a couple of your places, but what are there a couple other recommendations you've got? He'll be happy.
Keg and Barrel is
Keg and Barrel, that's a good. Yeah, that's, but if he's going there with his daughter, that's more of a.
Well, no, you can eat there like during the day.
Yeah.
Glory Bound, I think, is like a Greek place.
Yeah. Okay.
Strix is good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that place? Patio. What is the name of that place? Patio,
Patio
whatever.
44? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
That place is really good. I ate there during the regionals when State played there in the regionals a few years ago. Patio 44. It's
Okay.
right off campus. It's really good. I'm trying to think of another one because Hattiesburg has some. Oh, Letha's Barbecue.
Is that still open?
Should be.
Okay.
Let me see.
Robbie's
They
got
have
all
some
sorts of
really
recommendations.
good. They have some really good food in Hattiesburg. As far as I can tell, it's still open. That place is great. I had some ribs there. Fantastic.
There you
It's
go.
it's on the other part of town. It's not
Gotcha.
like in the it's not like off of Hardy Street.
Yeah, right. Now, yeah, I knew that. All right. Brogan Fairchild, if you could transport yourself to the prime 80s arcade with a couple of rolls of quarters, what games are you playing the most? Oh, man. This was my prime. There's nothing quite like. See, in Vicksburg, Walmart was connected to the mall when I was a kid. So my mom would go to Walmart and just give me like a $5 bill and be like, go play video games over at Time Out, the arcade. And that was I spent a lot of time there. I'm playing Spy Hunter for sure, as much of that as I can get. Probably playing some Double Dribble back when it was on the video game. I'd play some Zaxxon, would play that. If they have Cyberball, they had that, I would play that for sure. And then, you get a little later in life, start getting into Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and stuff like that. So
Yeah.
those are my thoughts.
As far as the 80s, I'm not really sure. But if we're talking 90s, NBA Jam, that's when Mario and everything started getting real big. I guess Mario would have been what, like 89, 88?
Like Mario Brothers, the first one, but not Super
Yeah.
Mario, but Mario, but yeah, around that time, I think. Of course, Mario was on Donkey Kong back in the day too. So,
That's true.
oh, Galaga, put Galaga on my list.
Galaga, that was my go-to at the movie theater on Friday nights before you go in the movie or after, go straight to the Galaga arcade game and play it. And then, if you go to Pizza Hut, we had Mortal Kombat, NBA Jam, the golf game. I'm trying to think of what else. We talked about this, I think, when I went, but there is a barcade in Nashville. It's a bar with arcade games. You can pay $5 and get a cup of quarters or tokens, whatever. And they got skee ball. They got every single arcade game you can imagine in there. They're playing wrestling, old like 80s wrestling on the TVs. They got an N64 with the wrestling games and Mario Kart, stuff like that. It was incredible. Cruisin' USA. Remember
That's
Cruisin'
another one,
USA?
yeah, for sure, for sure. Definitely remember that, yeah. Oh,
We had that at
remember
Walmart.
the Star Wars game that you sat down and that and Afterburn? Do you remember playing Afterburn? Do you ever play that? Where you were like the pilot of an F-16, so you had like the actual F-16, like,
Oh, yeah.
and you'd fire missiles. That was played the hell out of that.
Yeah, I remember going to Walmart and sitting in on the Cruisin' USA and got like the steering wheel like vibrates and you have like the pedals and stuff. That was awesome.
There you go. Good times. Also from Brogan Fairchild, as it stands today, how would you rank our position groups in football? Oof. Okay.
Wide receivers and an offensive lineman are fighting for number one.
Yeah, agreed. And then probably. I mean, there's so much unknown that on the defensive side of the ball. I feel like quarterback might be third with Chapin and Parson.
Yeah.
I mean, Chapin has at least been somewhat proven.
And
Parson,
then maybe put linebackers fourth. The
yeah, I mean,
talent there is good.
you got some good young guys there. Then,
Safety talent is actually solid.
yeah, with, because I think Jacoby Albert coming back this year will help a lot.
Then I'd probably go running backs. Then I'd probably go defensive line, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Corners, and then probably corners. Last. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We did it.
We corners did it. Actually, when you look at the cornerbacks they have, it has the potential to be okay. It's just unproven. You don't know.
Yeah.
You know, Bryce Pollock's probably your top corner right now. He started last year, but he's a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
You like Kelly Jones. You like Kamari Rogers. Neither one of those guys have played a lot. So you just don't know.
It's just, yeah, like I said, there's a lot of unknown on the defensive side of the ball. It makes it difficult to do that. So, all right, Andy Losick asks us, rank these potential new recreational ventures in terms of how Starkville would support them. Ice rink, roller rink, mini golf, water park. Well, there's already a roller skating rink in the town of Starkville. I mean, there's kids there all the time, so I think that would probably do okay.
Yeah. An
ice rink, I mean, it's seasonal. You can't have it all year long. I think the one in Oxford does really well. I can't imagine the one in Starkville wouldn't do well over the winter months.
Do you not have an ice rink, like, all the time?
You could have an indoor one, I guess, yeah.
There's an ice rink in Oxford?
It's they only do it. They do it from the first week of Thanksgiving, for the week of Thanksgiving all the way through after New Year's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that you could do the ice rink year-round
mm-hmm.
indoors. I don't know if that would be super profitable, but I don't know. Mini golf would be cool.
Yes, mini golf would be really cool. Water park, I mean, you feel like that's something you need like a little bit more of a city for, or you need a casino. I mean, there's a water park an hour south of here, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty well, I think. I mean, people would come. So. Everybody comes from out of town to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Where are we here? One more from Andy. Does switching from your pajama pants to sweatpants count as getting dressed? I say yes. You shouldn't go out in pajama pants, but you can go out in sweatpants.
I will wear sweatpants in public.
Yeah.
I would not wear pajama pants in public, but I don't wear pajama pants. But this is definitely sweatpants season for me. I'm wearing sweatpants almost every day.
There you go. There it is. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Wherever you are in our great state, if you're frozen in, wouldn't you feel better to be frozen in with a steak? That's just common sense, right? Yeah. Yeah. So I say the best way to beat the cold is with heat, the heat of the grill. Fire them up, throw some red meat on the grill, enjoy yourself while you're snowed in. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find smoked Southern soul food. If you're coming to Starkville this weekend for basketball, a trip to Two Brothers needs to be on your agenda. Why? Because the food is fantastic, the people are great, and you're always going to have a good time. They've got great specials they're running. We were in there the other day. They had crawfish egg rolls, mozzarella sticks. They had that hot ham and cheese sandwich we were talking about was back on the menu. They had a muffaletta. And some good stuff going on there at Two Brothers. So check it out. Two Brothers Smoked Meats, the home of smoked Southern soul food. Great products and great service is what every business promises it to you. But who's been delivering it to you for nearly 50 years? That would be Advantage Business Systems. When you need technology for your business, you need to give them a call. If you need a new copier, a new printer, whatever it is. And then if something goes wrong, and hey, it's a machine. Something's going to break after some period of time. You call them back, they take care of you. And they've got 50 years of experience now to prove that to you. Nobody stays open that long unless they're taking care of their customers. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue, they have the pullovers and polos you're looking for. I said earlier, if you need a new jacket, getting time for opening day, something new with the state script or the M over S on it, go check out the Rogue. They have an incredible selection there of stylish, good-looking polos with the logos that you want. If you're tired of wearing a gigantic banner M on a polo that has four different colors on it, maybe you need to head to the Rogue and take a look at what they've got to offer. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at the Rogue. All right, Robbie, next question to us comes from Sheldon Nations. If you could guarantee MSU would have an all-SEC caliber player at one position other than quarterback, what would it be?
Defensive line? Defensive end?
End or outside linebacker, yes. Pass rusher. If you told me I was – because, I mean, what's the number there, right? You're probably guaranteed between 9 and 12 sacks.
Yeah.
One player. That's where you want to be. I agree with
you. That's one of the positions we've talked about that's so important for them to find a guy because they just don't have one. So if you could tell me that they found one in the portal or somebody stepped up and became an all – like first-team All-SEC guy at that position, I got to think Mississippi State's defense was pretty good.
Yeah. So there we go. That's, yeah, we'll definitely go with that. Ryan Nelson, if you were told one of the reasons you didn't get your top job was because of your trolling on Twitter, would you continue trolling on Twitter? Man, I would troll harder. Kidding me?
I've really decided I think I want to start becoming a troll.
Okay.
Even more than usual. Like trolling the trolls.
You're going to re-troll them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Not all of them. Not all of them. Just pick and choose.
No, no, I get it. I get it. I get it. I like it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not against it.
The people that, you know, like they just show up to give us a hard time, like misspelling something, mispronouncing something. I just want to go to their work, and while they're sitting there typing, just scream in their ear.
Yeah.
Nope. Incorrect.
What you need to do at that point is like go to their Twitter page and you'll find something they misspelled.
Yeah.
And just, oh, well, what about this? So now the answer to Ryan's question, let's say O3 comes to you and they're like, look, Robbie, Andy Staples, we're going to get rid of him. We're going to give you our national college football spot as our national podcaster. But you got to take it back a little bit on the Twitter. You got to be a little less, which is kind of funny because Andy Staples loves to troll on Twitter. But
oh, does he?
Said that, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. But that's my point. If they said you got to stop that, are you going to do that?
If I'm getting a pretty significant increase in pay, and like I'm stepping up the ladder, yeah, I would dial it back.
Okay. Not everybody would. I just want to point that out to you. Not everybody would.
Would you do it?
Yeah, 100%. I would because I have common sense. Some people don't have that, though. There you go.
Yeah, I would definitely dial it back.
Yeah. Also from Ryan, what current AEW or WWE wrestler has the best chance at movie stardom?
Would it be – it's either MJF or, like, Jake Paul.
I'm not counting Jake Paul. Not counting. No.
He's a current AEW or he's current WWE wrestler.
I get that. No, I get that. But he was famous before he became a wrestler. We're talking about just wrestling.
But he wasn't a movie star.
It doesn't
matter. He was just a TikTok guy.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this. That guy was famous before he became a wrestler. We're talking about wrestling.
Well, so Dwayne Johnson kind of was too. He was a football player at Miami.
Are you really going to Dwayne Johnson? Nobody knew who he was. Jake Paul already had like 8 million
followers. People that followed college football did.
No. No. Yeah. No. I was alive at that time. I didn't know who Dwayne Johnson was.
You weren't paying attention to Miami football.
I was paying attention to Miami football. Thank you very much.
Doesn't appear so.
He barely played.
Doesn't appear you paid very close attention.
It's an outrage. You're a mark for Jake Paul. That's what you are.
I'm not.
I agreed with MJF.
The question was, who is the... If there's a current AEW or WWE superstar,
but this guy was already famous before. It would be like if Jason Statham started wrestling. Like, he's already famous.
Okay, you just change the rules then, like you always do.
Oh my god, I do have one. I want to see a remake of Die Hard, and I want L.A. Knight to play. What was his name? Ellis.
Hans Gruber?
Ellis. I want L.A. Knight to play Ellis. Hans, booby, yeah. I'm your white knight. Come on. That would be great.
Sure.
Okay. Wade Jones, why is the male population so infatuated with fire? At 42 years old, I can't help but find something to burn, continually poke at the fire while it's burning. It just takes us back to our primal days, man, the fire.
When we were cavemen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just a simple caveman.
That's all it is. That's what it is.
Your ways confuse me.
I don't know what's happening when I see a microwave, but what I do know is my client is entitled to damages of $150,000. That's a good one. Where are we here?
I've got so many comments from being tagged in the tweet about Caleb Cunningham's prediction.
Oh.
From Ole Miss fans,
mute
Auburn
the conversation.
Fans.
As soon as somebody tags me in something like that, I mute the conversation. I'm not interested in having
it. I mean, it's insane. People just complaining about Mississippi State possibly getting a 5-star.
How that's nice. That can't be allowed, you know? He won't be a 5-star for long. Don't worry. Ford Polk, what are a few college football stadiums you'd like to see a game in? No affiliation with either team, so you can just enjoy the game and atmosphere. I mean, I like to hit all the big ones outside of the SEC, right? Michigan,
yeah, Ohio State,
Notre Dame,
Penn State, Whiteout.
I'd like to go to Autzen for a game in Oregon. I'd like to go to Texas and Oklahoma. I guess those are SEC teams now. I'd like to go to the old Cotton Bowl for the Texas Oklahoma game one time.
Yes,
Army Navy, but that's not really a stadium, so I don't know. That's more about the game.
I want to go to the Rose Bowl.
That's a good one. Did you happen to catch Richard and his mistake yesterday on the show? I got to tell you about this if you did.
Oh no, another one.
So we're talking about Florida, right? And how tough their schedule is. And so what we're breaking it down by like looking at the quarterbacks they have to play. They have to play a murderer's row of quarterbacks next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going through them and he goes, Quinn Ewers, they play Texas next year? And me and Borky are both like, yeah. He goes, their fourth non-conference game is Texas? And I just went, No, Richard. Texas is in the SEC now. And he just, his eyes went big and he's like, he just had a complete brain fart right there on the air. It was so funny.
And you were probably half like paying attention to that conversation too.
I was paying attention because they were talking, because State's involved in it, because they were talking about Blake Shapen. And when he mentioned Quinn Ewers, he was just like, that's their fourth, because he had already mentioned Central Florida playing KJ Jefferson, Miami playing Cam Ward, and Florida State playing DJ Ungangale. So I didn't commit here, so I don't have to say his name correctly. And then he like Quinn Ewers caught his eyes, like they play Texas, like yeah,
Florida is screwed.
Oh, there's so this is the quarterback.
They keep hiring all these off-field staffers and stuff. It doesn't matter.
Like outside of Samford, I think the worst quarterback they play next year is either Blake Shapen or Garrett Nussmeier. That's the worst quarterback they're playing next year.
And like the thing is, like I think it's realistic to a point to like be patient with Napier when you look at the schedule, but you kind of can't. I mean, you can't have three straight years of like five or six wins at Florida. You can't.
I agree.
But they're going to. They'll probably win the first two games, and then we'll see on A&M. Let's say they start off 4-0, including Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even 5, if they could beat UCF. They're losing to Tennessee, got a chance to lose to Kentucky, got a chance they will lose to Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss. They could potentially still end up with 5 or 6 wins again.
Yeah.
And that's with winning their first 5 games.
Yeah. Which isn't going to happen, I don't believe. So,
you think they'll drop one to one of those?
They'll drop more than one. But
they're playing 4 of their first 5 games at home too.
That helps. And the one like, on the road is Starkville, right?
Yeah. So, you can't sit here and talk about, you know, you're like this is a rebuilding or whatever, and your roster's top 15.
I think they'll lose to Miami week one.
Really?
Miami's loaded, man. They got a ton of talent.
Yeah, but they have not been very good.
And they got a quarterback this year. Cam Ward is good. They're going to figure that out. They'll lose to Miami. They'll lose Texas A&M.
They're going to be kind of rebuilding.
Yeah, but they'll be better coached.
We think.
I think Elko's a better coach. I think they go 3-2. They'll lose to Miami, and then they'll drop one of A&M, Mississippi State, UCF. I don't know which one, but they'll drop one of them.
If they're 3-2 in that stretch, they're in
they're going
time
4-8 at that point. They might beat Kentucky. That game is at home. But they are not beating Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, or Florida State. 4-8. And yeah, then he's fired. And then the guy they wanted to hire just took the job at Washington. Well, you just got to go ahead and fire people. You got to get ahead of people. You can't
They'll have to be all in on Kiffin.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay him like $13 million a year. He'll be if Kiffin takes the Florida job, he will become the highest paid coach in college football.
He'll have some incentive because the roster will be more appealing at that point. Ole Miss is going to be losing a ton.
Yes, there is that working for him. So. But at the same time, the way he's worked the portal, they could – I don't know. But I agree. But that said, let's move on. What do we have to do as a fan base? We're back to four Polk's questions here. What do we have to do as a fan base to get the interlocking MSU back permanently? Anything? Protests in the street? Lock-in? Gluing ourselves to the stadium? I don't think there's anything you can do. I think it's just – it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I mean, I agree that it's State's best logo and that I agree that it's what they should do, but they seem to not want to do it.
I think that they have now put their foot down on the State script is going to be our logo, and we cannot change that now.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I think, you know, they want to brand themselves, but they want to do it differently than the banner M, and they're saying now we have to stick with the logo.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they've gone all in on this state script, which you and I are part of the problem on that, which it's not really a problem to me. I think the state script is an excellent logo. I just think that had I known that this interlocking was a possibility, we would have been pushing this for football a long time ago.
Yes.
Because I think it is a much better football logo. I think that basketball and baseball should prominently utilize a state script.
Mm-hmm.
And softball too. I think football needs to be an interlocking. It needs to have its own logo like baseball does,
yeah.
But I can't be upset about the state script either.
Yeah. No, I like the state script. But I get it, so. Oh, congrats to a couple of our friends here, Robbie. These the NSMA awards were just announced for Mississippi Sportscaster and Sports Writer of the Year. Sportscaster goes to Bart Gregory. Very nice. Very good. And our good friend Stefan Krajnik, Mississippi Sports Writer of the Year.
Congrats.
Nobody works harder than Stefan. Nah, he's out there. He's always working. So congrats to him. Good job, buddy. I will say this, though. There needs to be a podcaster of the year category.
There should be.
There should be, in my opinion. And you would win.
No, you would win. This is your podcast. You make that clear.
I want to vote for you. When do I make things? I always talk about how
easy. You say my podcast on your show all the time.
I say our podcast. I say the Thunder and Lightning podcast. I said I'm talking with Robbie Falk on the podcast. I never say my podcast.
You do.
Oh, now you listen. You weren't listening with the Richard thing, but now you're listening.
I don't listen to the 3-hour show. Oh. No.
Okay. Okay.
I listen to your show.
Uh-huh.
I don't every week.
My podcast. I never
do.
I always say the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast.
You do say mine.
I'm gonna have to.
It's
doubt
fine. It. It's fine. You is created it. It. I'm the third person to be on this show. You've been the one constant. It's fine to say it's your podcast. Wow. It is. You created this.
But you're equal part. You're
my. I'm just here along for the ride.
I disagree with that. But anyway, let's move on. Hunter Johnson wants to know, with the way Lebby is recruiting offensively in the high school ranks with guys like Stonka, Craver, Harrell, and possibly adding Cunningham, how scary could this offense be in a couple years? I mean, I'm going to let it play out. I'm not going to sit here and do this today. I'm not. Like, if those guys all pan out, sure. Sure, it could be really good. But I'm going to wait.
We'll just see.
We'll just see. Let's just let some stuff happen. By the same token, on the other side of that coin, yeah, the defensive recruiting has not been bad, but let's let them coach a game before we sit here and say we need to move on from them. You know, let's let the season happen and see what happens. You know, last year I got a little out of hand with those predictions. So this year let's take it easy.
History says that Levy's offense will be really good.
Yeah.
But we just don't.
We're going to wait.
Until he does it as a head coach at Mississippi State, which has been off and on offensively, I'm just going to wait and see.
All right. My good friend Brian McDuff, this weekend while test driving cars, we were checking out the audio. When the car linked up to my phone, American males blasted over the speakers because of Ryan Nelson. And the salesman busted out laughing. What's an embarrassing song on your playlist? Yes, I did put American Males on the back end of one of our shows because it was requested by Ryan Nelson after we talked about it. I would love to have been
American Males.
American Males. Like, what like, what the hell are you listening to, buddy? What's your embarrassing song on your playlist?
I don't know.
Is there
I'm not really embarrassed by my music.
There's got to be one song that if I got into your car and that was the song that played, I would be like, really?
Like if I think I would be kind of embarrassed if Celine Dion came on.
That's fine. Yeah.
Like The Power of Love or something popped on.
All right.
Or like My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah.
From Titanic. That would be a little embarrassing.
There you go.
But you know what? I don't care anymore. I've been to two Celine Dion concerts.
Yeah.
With my wife. She put on an incredible show. It doesn't really bother me.
My answer is Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
That's a great song.
It's a great song. I refuse to be embarrassed by it, but that would be the one. Let's see here. Dear Old State, Bama won one national title and three SEC titles in the 24 seasons between Bear Bryant's retirement and the hire of Saban. How many years does it take for Bama to fall back to that level? Couple?
It just, you know, they made some bad hires as kind of the issue that they had. That it was tough for them to replicate the guys that came behind them to do what Bear Bryant did. But they could still easily go 12-2 regularly, 11-3, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could still be in the playoff routinely.
They can.
And he hasn't – I mean, his last national championship was, what, 4 years ago?
Saban, 2020, so 3 years ago.
Okay. So it's not like he's been winning a national title every year. They could still be in this position.
He played for one. He was in the national title game 2 years ago, lost to Georgia, and then this year he was in the playoff. But yeah, they can be a consistent top 12 team. The thing is, though, I think without Saban, they will have a year where they go 9-3 and don't make the playoff.
And then he was not doing that. He did that one time after he got going.
Right. So
the thing is, like, they can still hit the highest of heights.
But are they
Can they consistently go 11-1 in the regular season, 12-0?
Right.
I don't think that's going to be sustainable.
And then the other question is, do they have the patience that when he has a 9-3 year, do they fire him?
Yeah.
So
that's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
Now Greg Byrne is
he's
a great AD,
right? Yeah.
I don't think he's going to make that kind of rash decision.
I don't either. I agree. Mangum Cafe, would you rather have no heat for two nights in this weather or no AC for two nights in August? This is an easy one. Rather have no heat.
No heat.
I can put a blanket on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without AC, I can't sleep.
Also,
I'll put three blankets on and we'll just huddle up.
How long would it take you to hit a hole in one on a golf simulator? See, I don't play golf, so I don't. I mean, it would take forever. It would take longer than it took that Jersey Jerry guy. It would take me a lot longer because I mean, my swing is just bad. Everything would be going, it wouldn't be going towards the hole.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough.
So, like, that being said, that was an incredible feat. Him streaming for 27 hours and or whatever it was and hitting 2,800 golf shots. That was something. That was something to behold.
Those Barstool guys are crazy.
They are, man. They know how to get clicks. Alexander Watson, do you know what AITA means?
I do not.
Am I the not so nice person, but the A stands for
A-hole?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
There you go.
Is she that for asking the lady in front of her at the gas station to pull up to the next pump? As she pulled up in the car, in front of her pulled off, and she didn't pull up even though I was behind her waiting. I would say that, yeah, I am a big believer that when you're at the gas station, you should pull all the way up. Don't take the back. If the front is open to you, go to the front. Don't just stay in the back. It makes it difficult to get cars in and out.
Yeah.
I say you are not the bad person in that.
No, I always pull up to the front pump. Like my gas tank's on the left, so I pull up to the front pump. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Being the person that like just pulls up to the first one.
Yeah. No good.
It's kind of lame.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Also, she wants to know, what is the correct order of the name of the game you play with your hands to determine a decision that involves three objects which each beat each other?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors is the correct answer. Yeah. Rock is first. Joby Miller, what do I have to be able to do to fall up like Ross Bjork? Well, I mean, I guess you need to get a job at Ole Miss first, which that's the starting point. So good luck with that.
Go to Ole Miss.
Do nothing.
Make some bad decisions.
Yeah, and then
lie about your NCAA investigation.
And then wait for good things to happen.
There you go.
Also, rank these things said by Robbie. Emphasis on the D. Beat off Spencer Sanders. Someone can handle my goods. What was the one you said the other day that made me die? Had one the other day. Hold on.
I said it was you only need one D.
No, it was something else. Oh man, I can't remember.
The AC/DC thing?
It may have been AC/DC. Is that what it was? I don't.
When I was talking about the pork rind nachos,
I think that might have been it. Yeah.
Those provide some dirty deeds.
Yeah, that must be it. So, but yes, if I'm going to rank those, I beat off Spencer Sanders is number one for me. Number two is handle my goods, and number three is no emphasis on the D. Those are my top three Robbie moments there.
Oh, boy.
Paul Barrett. Brian, Margot Robbie has said she's taking a break from acting because she believes people are sick of the sight of her. Are you sick of the sight of Margot Robbie? I am not. If Margot wants to come hang out anytime, just, you know, if you want to take it easy, I'll cook out. It'll be great.
But are you sick of the sight of Robbie?
No, I see Robbie every day, and I always look forward to it.
Well, that was nice.
There you go. Couple more here. Reed Green, would y'all say the hump renovation was a dirty deed done dirt cheap? Yeah. They should have taken some TNT to it.
Yeah, no, you are not a fan of the renovation.
I mean, just like I said, I feel like I'm walking in the same arena. I really want, I think State needs a new arena, but it is what it is now. They're not going to have anything different for a long time.
They just need to just need to replace the seats.
I agree.
I think if they replace the seats, that would change the whole feel of the place.
Oh, well. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Also from Reed, does Mississippi State need to win 12 conference games to be safely in the Field of 68? Or can they win 10 or 11 and then one in the SEC to be turned to be safe? I mean, their net is 33 right now. They can win 9 and get in.
Yeah. Well, they got in with 8 last year, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't have as many quad one opportunities as they do this year, I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
They still got a lot. They have a lot left in front of them. Now, at this point last year, they had a couple quad one wins because they had already beaten Marquette and Utah. Now, Utah, I think, it dropped to quad two by like the middle of the season. But at this point last year, they had two. But yeah, their net's 33. They're fine. You don't have to worry them.
Just need to win.
Yeah. This has how many options? 5? You're on the edge here, Hunter. Hunter Boulware. If these former coaches were hired at Mississippi State in the future, these former players were hired to coach at Mississippi State in the future, who would be the most successful? LaToya Thomas, Eric Dampier, Jake Mangum, Dak Prescott, Mia Davidson. I like that he put the sport like we didn't know. But I think it would have been funnier if he had done it another way and been like Dak Prescott coaching women's basketball.
Yeah.
Dampier coaching softball. That would have been
fun. I feel like it's Jake.
Jake as the baseball coach is probably the correct answer.
Because, first of all, I don't think Dak's going to go in coaching anyway.
No,
but
he's going to be fine, yeah.
I mean, he would be pretty good, though.
Oh, he'd be great, but I just don't think, when you're going to make $200-plus million, maybe closer to $300 million playing football, that coaching is something you want to do at the end of that.
Eric Dampier is actually coaching.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how he would be as a head coach, but he's been helping at MRA for a while.
Yeah.
And I think Mia Davidson has also been a graduate assistant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Corey Pilkington. Corey Pilkington has our last three questions? Goodness.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
Based on staff photos, do you think Ole Miss hires guys that either do or will have DUIs? Also from Corey Pilkington, do you think there would be a market for R or at least PG-13 rated sports broadcasts? Who wouldn't want to hear the Rebs are choking tonight, not unlike Coach Beard's wife in Austin?
Oh.
Yeah. Barstool tried that, though. They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if there was a Barstool option for some, what I want is I need the best of both worlds, right? I need actual commentary on the game. But if you want to drop an F-bomb in there and be like, did you see what just bleeping happened? I think that would be fun. And last
one. It would be a very niche.
Yes, agreed.
Thing.
Last one from Corey. Just for fun, would you consider doing a dual interview with Paul and have Paul ask questions such as, what you got good to eat in there? Or you got any more of that potted meat? Just to get reactions because the shoe does fit. That's not nice. Oh, we taking shots at Paul.
True, though.
Yes, it is. It's a little bit true there.
You got anything good to eat in there? You like mustard on them biscuits?
Obviously, Coach. Anyway, that's how we're going to finish things up. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate that. All right, tomorrow's show, we'll recap Mississippi State, Kentucky. That game will have been played, so we'll talk about that game, plus probably some football talk, maybe some more basketball. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Try to stay warm. Back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.